David's daily.
What? The jet lag's kicked in.
You're about to witness, right now, you're about to observe one of the most exciting balcony scenes ever. Forget Romeo and Juliet. This is David's Daily Digital Dollop from a balcony in a hotel in Vancouver, Canada. So that's the ambience you can hear. It's pretty close to the airport. This is about 5 minutes away from the airport, so you'll hear some planes. But that will work quite nicely because today's dollop is all about our flight. It's called Dolloping from a Plane to Canada. After the success of my dollop from 2 weeks ago, entitled Dolloping from a Plane to Belgium, I'm sure you'll all be excited at the prospect of reading another plane-based dollop. Although this time, as you've hopefully already worked out, otherwise I'm a bit worried about your basic level of education, I'm dolloping from a plane heading to Canada. It's going to be difficult to rival my dollop from a plane heading to Belgium, given how fantastic it was. I'm sure you'll all remember. So many memories. It's going to be quite an ask to create something even better, especially since that particular dollop was on the subject of kettles, and today I have nothing kettle-based at all to give you. But I'll do my best regardless. Now this is what I call cabin pressure. Oh yes, I'm off. We're one bum down, we're off. From the moment we arrived at the airport, we were being shouted at. Not by a member of staff, not by a Harris traveller, but by the escalator. Interesting little fact, before I tell you this story. I have always called, I have no idea why, but I've always called escalators, escalators. As if it's with a U. And when I was writing this dollop, I was typing escalator, and it was coming up and correcting it, said escalator, and I was like, escalator? I don't think that's right. There's obviously some, maybe that's how the Americans say it. We say escalator, don't we? But we don't. It's escalator, but I've always said escalator. A little David Eagle nugget for you there. For the moment we arrived at the airport, we were being shouted at, not by a member of staff, not by a Harris traveller, but by an escalator. Please take extra care when using this escalator, it repeatedly instructed at considerable volume. This was my first escalator of the day. It was rather early in the morning, and I hadn't had much sleep. I was therefore finding it difficult to imagine the usual level of care that I would take on an escalator. To be honest, I've never really given my escalator travel much consideration. I usually just get on, stay on it until it's done escalating me, and then get off. It's always just been an intuitive, instinctive thing. I wouldn't really say that I take particular care when using escalators, but now I was being asked to consider my usual care and then add an extra level of care on top of that. The people behind me were getting impatient. Seemingly, they weren't vexed or concerned by this automated announcement and were just keen to get on the escalator and didn't appreciate my deliberations. Either that, or they had managed to quickly do the maths in their heads and had already calculated the amount of care that they were about to take. There was nothing for it but to simply step on and hope for the best. It was time to take what might potentially be my most exhilarating escalator... I've done it again, you see. I didn't even mean to. My most exhilarating escalator journey of my life. I stepped onto the escalator and braced myself. I clung onto the rail tightly. Surely that was an example of taking an extra level of care. But nothing momentous happened. It was just like all the escalator... I've done it again. I can't say escalator. It was just like all the escalators that I've ever been on before. I was a little disappointed, to be honest, as no doubt so are you. The announcement had built my expectations. I was expecting maybe a bit more speed, maybe some twists and turns, a few dodgy corners, a bit of drama. But it was just your standard escalator. Between entering the airport and boarding the plane, we went on loads of escalators, all of them as standard as this first one. Yet, the first escalator at the entrance was the only one that came with a warning. The others didn't even warn us to simply take care when using the escalator, never mind an extra level of care. We'd gone from insistent overzealousness to, I couldn't give a damn, all in a few paces. In other automated announcement news, the computerised voice that constantly blurted out over the public address system was a bit lacklustre. I'd have thought, bearing in mind that there are going to be lots of people of different nationalities waiting, it's quite important that the announcements about flight information and so on would be slow and clear. But the computerised voice spoke at a very irregular metre, often speeding up when it came to salient information such as the flight number. The voice was also rather robotic, and it pronounced certain words and phrases incorrectly, such as, "You aircraft is ready for boarding." Every single time it said, you aircraft, rather than your aircraft. I wonder how long this quirk has existed, and how long it will be before anyone does anything about it. Might I suggest that it might be a good idea to get this fixed? Thank you all. My favourite mistake that the computerised voice made, and it happened frequently, was, can all of the passenger please board flight? ... I assume that this was meant to say, can all passengers board? Unless this was the computer's idea of a joke about the amount of physically damaged passengers who board these planes due to having bits of themselves dismembered by the incendiary escalator. Maybe me and the other two young'uns are just a lot tougher than some of the other customers, because we didn't find anything particularly dangerous about the escalator. Although, come to think of it, there were quite a lot of people boarding our plane with missing limbs. Maybe the dangerous escalator is an initiative set up by the airline companies to reduce the amount of weight on the plane by amputating passengers, thus saving fuel costs. It brings a slightly different meaning to the notion of travelling light. There were quite a few people asking the stewards if they could bring their dismembered legs on board the plane, but they were told that no, they wouldn't be able to bring them into Canada, as there's a strict customs rule about bringing foreign meat into the country. Understandably, the passengers were hopping mad. So far, I have managed to keep this 366 consecutive daily blogging challenge alive, even during my 3 weeks in Australia. In a couple of hours, I land in Vancouver for 3 weeks in Canada. We have gone over the halfway point with this project, but for the next 3 weeks, I am at the mercy of Canadian Wi-Fi. Well, it's succeeded on this occasion. Not only have I got the written version done, but I've got the audio version as well. And now I'm going to leave you, not with any bleating sheep, Mavis, but with the sounds of a balcony in a hotel in Vancouver next to the airport.